Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley. If you keep it track, it's 1 week since the parade and, what is it about, 11 days since we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I knew it would happen eventually. I knew I wouldn't come in every day being perky and, you know,
Why
Mr.
Not?
Happy.
Right after Valentine's Day, everybody.
I knew it would end. I knew it would end, and it did yesterday.
How?
It's over.
What happened?
My, the glow has gone. And it was ruined for me personally, maybe because of this job. I have to keep track of everything by the lack of respect we continue to get even after we won the ultimate prize. No, Al.
What happened?
It's you were out yesterday. It's bad in America. People are basically looking at our football team, which just won a Super Bowl without half a dozen of our best players,
yeah,
including our franchise quarterback. And you know what they're saying? Fluke, won't happen again. Enjoy it while it's there. You won't get another sniff of this one for a while.
How can they say that with that quarterback coming back?
I'm going to tell you how they could say it, because they don't care. They don't like us. And I have something for you in this hour.
Yeah.
It's going to play at about 6:20. That's an American powder keg. It's something that's going to upset this city big time because of who said it and what he said about Jason Kelce. Because Jason Kelce, to me personally,
yeah.
I've been doing this a long time too, much like this individual who made the comments.
Okay.
And Al, and I thought it was the greatest rally speech in the history of championship parades.
Yeah.
Somebody is calling for his immediate release.
Oh, no, not our friend in Atlanta.
No.
No, worse. Oh. Bigger name than our friend in Atlanta.
Oh, impossible.
Big name, big comments, not good. But I want to start with this just because I was looking at the Eagles, and I was, you know, I was stupid. I'm a stupid man, by the way, if you didn't know that. I'm stupid. Because I look at things, and I try to just look at them black and white, and I go, well, you know, the Eagles, that was so amazing what they did. And they didn't have Wentz.
Yeah.
And they didn't have Jordan Hicks, their quarterback of their defense. And they didn't have Jason Peters, their best lineman.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, $11 million a year lineman. They didn't even have him for the game. Yeah. They didn't have Chris Maragos, their best special teams guy by far.
Yeah.
They didn't have the original kicker. They had to go out and get another kicker.
Yeah.
Who is really good unless it's an extra point. All those guys got hurt. And I know I'm leaving somebody else out. I know he left out another big injury because we had them all over the field.
Sproles.
Right?
Sproles,
yeah, Darren Sproles, the great all-purpose guy.
Jordan
There's
Hicks.
Your six guys.
Yeah.
I said Jordan.
Yeah.
But anyway, the bottom line I'm making is if you consider that the team we had won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And all those players we just named.
Yeah.
You have to be the consensus choice.
Aren't they?
No.
I thought Vegas put him out.
Vegas has them 9-1.
Oh, I thought.
Patriots, 5-1. Green Bay, 9-1. Green Bay.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers is coming back, yeah.
We're 9-1 to win the Super Bowl after we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There's a word. Jason, you have anything you want to say about that? We're still getting no respect.
I'm fine with it.
That's pretty good, though. I mean, when you look at it, because the Patriots have dog meat to go through, right? I mean, the Patriots...
What do you mean you're okay with it?
Because the Patriots have to play in that division where it's garbage.
If you can't get... Hold on. I don't care about divisions. Nobody's beating the Eagles next year in the NFC.
I care about mentality.
No one's beating them.
And this mentality has done very well for the Eagles.
No. No, I'm sorry.
Keep that chip, that boulder on their shoulder.
My team has earned the respect of America. We held a parade and had 3.2 million people here. We are the kings of the sports world, and everybody is taking shots already. Well, I don't like it.
Seemed to work for that.
I don't like it.
Seemed to work for that team up in New England.
Right.
Everybody hates you. It's good.
No, it's not the same thing. Let me explain the difference. All right, now, there's a jackass.
Yeah.
Let me get his name for you. He works for Barstool.com in Boston.
Yeah.
Thornton, Jerry Thornton.
Okay.
Who said yesterday, right. I'm not making this up, well, now that we know the Eagles cheated, because Mike Pereira had said Philly special was an illegal play.
Yeah.
Never again can anyone in America refer to the Patriots as cheaters.
That ain't happening.
It wasn't cheating what the Eagles did.
No, Rhea, I'm not. You're arguing with the whole time. I think the guy's a jackass.
He's an idiot. All right? I'm yelling at him.
But he said, no, the stuff being said right now is outrageous. It's making, Jason, I need more. Jason.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
Somebody tell me something here.
Mm.
What is it going to take to get respect?
I think you're...
If you win the Super Bowl, the way the Eagles won it, you slay the biggest dragon. They're still finding reasons to take shots?
Well, if it's the other team, I mean, it's the same. It's the Eagles are America's team.
All right,
people love the Eagles.
No, they don't.
They love Kelsey.
No, they loved us for a week. And now the backlash is starting.
You know what it is? They love us, but they don't fear us.
I sent little Jimmy. Where's little Jimmy? My intern.
Little
he said,
Jimmy.
You know what the whole country's talking about right now on the internet? How the Philly special was an illegal play, and that's how we won.
That's not. First off, all that is clickbait, by the way.
What do you mean, clickbait?
Load of BS.
Right.
Because Mike Pereira said it's a judgment call. Then he went on to explain the rule as if to impress us all when he should know the rule as a referee in the NFL. That was the biggest the biggest clickbait I could imagine.
No,
because he said it was a judgment call.
Jimmy.
The wide receiver talked to the official. The official said, you're good. And then they ran the play, scored a touchdown. Everybody
it
else needs to get
matter.
Over it.
It's not what the reality is. It's what the perception is.
Right, the clickbait.
The perception is that we won because of a bad decision by the refs.
Mm.
Oh, no, that's what's Jimmy, you went out there. You looked through all the internet today, right?
I did, yes.
Is the number one theme right now that the Eagles, it was an illegal play, and the Eagles shouldn't have scored on that touchdown?
It's all over the place.
Yeah. Well, that's disrespect.
It's not. It's a story. It's a Pereira. They're just looking at Pereira like the referee screwed up again.
No, let me just say this.
If you want
to see a pantsing. Go to PhillyVoice.com. Jimmy Kemsky takes down all of these people.
Yeah.
He does it in a weird way with video.
Yeah.
He will show you the exact video where Jeffrey looks to the official and gets the okay for the alignment. That is being ignored because right now the theme is disrespect the Eagles, disrespect the city.
Every time I turn on the TV, Ellen, so there's some Eagle.
No, that
on there.
Isn't the same thing. Ellen is stupid.
I liked that interview. I thought it was good.
It was a terrible interview, and she's horrible at her job.
I thought he looked like a really nice guy.
I agree, Al.
You know why he did it?
Yeah.
Because he is one.
Yeah, it came across very well. I was impressed, and she's a big, she's the big Breeze fan. I remember that from before. And she's really fun. I can't imagine you come across better than Nick Foles.
I'm so glad you weren't here yesterday.
Why? Nick
she's
Foles came.
She's terrible.
What do you mean? Ellen's
she's
funny.
Terrible. Who's 60 and cutesy?
It works.
Oh, look, I'm 60. I'm going to act cutesy, and people will like that.
It's not going to work for you.
I'll even dance a little. She's going to break a hip.
We went over this yesterday.
She's old.
You don't like the show because everyone on that show is happy.
Yes.
That's the reason you hate that.
That's
99% of it.
No, you listen.
Well, Nick folds a picture of his kids on the, and there you left them there on the field.
That was fun.
The other part of it is that Ellen has Portia de Rossi, and you don't.
No, that's over, isn't it?
I thought they were still together.
No, they're still together. They bought a house.
That is her house.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh, nice house.
I don't get involved in that kind
of
stuff.
And there's your wife. And there's the little kid with the thing on its ears.
Here's I have the one. Rhea Hughes found this.
Yeah.
And I give her a lot of credit because she said, come on, big boy, I'll help you out here.
Yeah.
And she found the one guy who is saying that the Eagles are the best team and will remain so next year. Mm-hmm. His name is Pete Prisco, CBS Sports.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pete, it's very interesting that Pete uses the most basic logic you can and comes up with the actual most logical answer to the issue. He writes, "The Eagles have a talented roster and a coach in Doug Peterson who plays to win and doesn't hold back, a fresh approach in a league full of coaches who don't. The Eagles beat Tom Brady in Super Bowl 52 to win their first championship in history. I'm sorry, their worst Super Bowl in history, which is why they opened the offseason atop my power rankings."
Pretty simple.
What they did was, you had their two best teams, and then they went to a neutral field and they played. And then the Eagles won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, Pete, I don't know how he came up with this, he concluded that that means the Eagles are a better team than the Patriots.
Logical.
Wow. Doesn't that seem logical?
Yes.
Guess what? Nobody else is coming up with the same conclusion. Jason.
Well, that's a power ranking.
No, they don't.
Power rankings are different than Super Bowl odds.
Power rankings is who's the best team.
Yeah, but Super Bowl odds.
Who's the best team? No, it doesn't matter what you look at. Do you understand? I did the trouble of looking everywhere.
But
Pete Prisco is alone. No one
else sees
us as great anymore.
ESPN,
it took
NFL,
11 days for them to turn around and basically pee on our leg again. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. You know what it is? If you can't get respect when you win a championship, could someone explain to me how you get it? How do you get it?
Do it again?
All right, how do you get it? We're getting killed everywhere. The fans are a bunch of jabronis. There was one lousy video, Al. They detained Corey Clement for a couple of minutes. It wasn't good. It didn't look great, right? It was bad. It might have been, I don't know what it was. It might have been racial. Whatever it was, my God, that thing went to every corner of the universe. Look at this. Look at the way the Eagles treat their heroes. The truth is, I've been here every minute of every day, and these people have loved this team like they never loved another team. They have embraced everything about it, and it's time the world looks at our city and at our football team and gives us the credit we deserve. Please, if not now, when are we going to get the credit for what we have just accomplished?
Look at you.
I have never embraced the underdog thing.
Okay.
You can only be an underdog one time. You understand that?
Yeah.
You can only be an underdog when you haven't won a championship in 57 years.
Right.
Then you win a championship. You're not an underdog.
No.
You're the best. And when people come right out after that and say, nah, you know what? These are the same experts. Not a damn one other than Steve Fezzik ever said we had a chance.
How are you an underdog in the power rankings if you land two?
No. I'm an underdog. I'm not one. I just won a championship.
Sporting News has them in at three. Behind the Vikings.
Behind the Vikings.
Destroyed the Vikings.
Oh, that's even, I didn't see that.
I just saw it.
All right, so the Eagles beat the Vikings 38-7.
Destroyed them.
The Vikings are ahead of them. The Eagles have, let me say this right now so that everybody understands.
If they played on the field, there's no way the Eagles are an underdog. If two teams play and you would bet the game, there's no way.
No. These people are all, once again, spitting in our eye. All right? Here, 38-7. The Vikings are ahead of us. They don't even know who the hell their quarterback is. We have two. We have a Super Bowl champion quarterback and a franchise quarterback.
Name me
a team in football that has the depth at the most important position that the Eagles have right now.
They do. You can't.
I'm gonna have no voice today, I swear to God.
Yeah, you're
I'm screaming.
It's,
I'm 6-13. So angry. Am I the only one that feels this? Hold on, Jason, take over for a second. That's my man. Now, I'm kind of setting up for something when we come back because, man, somebody took down Kelsey big time. and he's a legend. The guy that did it is a legend.
They tried.
And I have a – no, he took him down. Whether you want to believe him or not, that's your job. But here's what I'm doing today. I got amazing prizes. What do I have? I have an authentic Brandon Graham Eagles jersey, courtesy of the Rothman Institute, the official orthopedic partner of your Philadelphia Eagles, and it's autographed.
No way.
Right along the five. It is the most beautiful. We should tweet it out so you see how beautiful this is. I got this. I got a pair of tickets to the Roots Picnic featuring the Roots and hosted by Dave Chappelle. How big a ticket is that going to be?
I hope the Roots Picnic features the Roots.
No, but it's got Dave Chappelle as the host.
Nice.
That's Saturday, June 2nd. Those tickets are going to go on sale today from noon through tonight at midnight with the password radio at Ticketmaster.com. I'm not done yet. Now, I got a pair of tickets for Flyers.
Oh.
Flyers facing the Canadiens
Habs
on the 20th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are a great available. You can start them as low as $39 now. Go to PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. I got the Mark Farzetta Temple game on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Let's party,
at the
man. Center. It's Houston.
And I got a hand and stone massage if you forgot to get something for that. All five of those. Here's all I want. And Ava Graham came up with it, Al. Al, I want to watch a movie today. And the movie's got to have an underdog theme. Underdog theme.
Yeah.
And it can't be Rocky. It can't be Rocky.
How about Rocky 2?
No,
none of the Rockies are out.
None of the seven Rockies are out. Rocky is out. What is an underdog movie for all of those prizes? You early people get first crack. And there are lines open. Does anybody else feel disrespected? You're not going to believe what a radio legend said yesterday about Jason Kelce's speech.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.